With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump announces several religion-related actions in recent days.
During an appearance at last week's National Prayer Breakfast, the president announced he was creating a commission on religious freedom. Later that day, he signed an executive order aimed at stopping anti-Christian bias in the federal government. And on Friday, the president established a White House faith office. He also raised some eyebrows at the prayer breakfast when he said his Democratic opponents oppose religion and oppose God. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Julie Walker reports on the next government departments that Elon Musk will audit.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific, and says the next departments he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Bret Baier that's what the American people elected him to do, and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, President Trump orders the Treasury to end the production of new pennies in an effort to cut government waste. On Truth Social, the president wrote, quote, "For far too long, the United States has minted pennies, which literally cost us more than 2 cents. This is so wasteful. Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget, even if it's a penny at a time," end quote. According to a 2024 report from the U.S. Mint, it cost $3.69 to produce a penny, which cost the Treasury $179 million in 2023. A nickel cost around 13 cents to manufacture. The increased production cost is partly due to the price of raw materials. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says illegal immigrants already at Guantanamo Bay may be there for weeks until their home countries take them back. This is SRN News. People are reading the Bible in the Middle East, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Only about 5% of the people who live in that region are Christians, but the super popular YouVersion Bible app has seen a 166% increase in downloads there. That means a lot of Muslims are getting interested in Christianity and want to read the Bible. In Egypt alone, where only 10% of the population is Christian, YouVersion downloads are up 94%. As always, persecution and isolation only seem to increase the spread of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in Michigan after anti-God activists said it was a government endorsement of religion. "Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God," was displayed at the Isabella County Criminal Justice Center. Sheriff Michael Maine said he wanted to honor first responders and law enforcement, not promote religion. This is SRN News. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says House Republicans are pushing legislation to help control the flow of fentanyl in the country from southern and northern borders.
The majority leader said fentanyl is pouring across our southern border. But still, Democrats deny the problems that resulted from President Biden's open border policies and refuse to act on the mass poisoning of Americans. Scalise told reporters the president has a different approach.
President Trump laid this out when he issued more tariffs, using that as a weapon to get countries to work with us better on stopping the fentanyl.
He says Trump's policies are having a positive effect.
And you're seeing some of those countries actually respond and do a better job of stopping it from coming into our country and killing so many young people.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Southern California preparing for another atmospheric river. Forecasters say there's growing confidence the storm will hit the region with heavy rain by the middle of the week. They say flooding and mudslides are a concern. More details at SRNNews.com.